Blog Talk Radio.
And I'm glad to be with you today on this beautiful day. Amen. We're here, glory to God, with Let's Talk Bible, Kingdom Builder, and we're here with another word from the Lord. We thank God for you tuning in, and we hope that you will enjoy this broadcast today. Amen. We'll be back in just a few minutes with today's subject. You don't want to miss this. God's going to bless you real good. Amen. So stay tuned and let Him do what He's going to do for you. Give you a word. Somebody's been praying for this word. Get ready for it. Be right back. Address is P.O. Box 492, just in case I forget it. P.O. Box 492 in Cordial, Georgia, 31010. And you can write us, drop us a line, postcard, word of testimony, a blessing, whatever you desire. Amen. Sometime God will lay it upon your heart to complete your miracle, complete your blessings, glory to God, by recompensing what he has given to you. So we look forward to hearing from many more of you, glory to God. So P.O. Box 492, Cordial, Georgia, 31010, just in case I forget to bring it to you at the end of this broadcast. We're going to the book of Ruth again. It just seems as though I can't get out of the book of Ruth. There are so many messages that God has given, glory to God, in this book. It is such a short book, but powerful book. Amen. And this is not only for the ladies. Men can get a blessing out of this too, but amen. The women and women of God and those of you who are ministering and whatever the case, this is for you as well, glory to God. And we want to share the revelation that God has given me because somebody's prayers are going to be answered, somebody's thoughts are going to be at ease, and the enemy is going to be put at bay because we're going to get a word today, glory to God. We thank God for it. We're going to the book of Ruth, the first chapter, and I'm not going to read the whole chapter, just a few verses. Then we're going to go ahead and give you something special of what God has given me. And if you can relate to this, and this is for you, let us hear from you. Amen. You can join in with me now. I mean, just join in. Let me know that you're on the phone, glory to God, or wherever you may be on your internet. Let me know you're there. And you can join in with us. You can send us a line through the mail either way. We will be delighted to hear from many more of you. Glory to God. I'm just delighted of those of you who have tuned in. It is a blessing. Amen. The book of Ruth, the first chapter, and I'm going to just read probably five verses of scripture, and we're going to talk a minute and explain it. It says, "Now it came to pass in the days when the judges ruled that there was a famine in the land. And a certain man of Bethlehem, Judah, went to sojourn in the country of Moab, he and his wife and his two sons. And the name of the man was Elimelech, and the name of the wife Naomi, and the name of his two sons, Mahlon and Chilion, Ephraimites of Bethlehem, Judah. And they came unto the country of Moab and continued there. And Elimelech, Naomi's husband, died. And she was left and her two sons. And they took them wives of the women of Moab. The name of the one was Orpah, and the name of the other was Ruth. And they dwell there among 10 years. They dwell there about 10 years. And Mahlon and Chilion died also, both of them. And the women were left of their two. The woman was left of their two sons and her husband." Let's have a word of prayer. Father, we thank you right now for this word that's going out over the airways, and we praise you for allowing your spirit to move in areas that we physically may not be able to get to. Thank you for the anointing, and I thank you for the revelation that you're speaking to your people with. I thank you for using me. I humble myself to you, and I give you the praise and glory and honor for all of it. Oh, God, none of it belongs to me, and I thank you right now for the precious saints and the precious people of God who are listening to this broadcast right now. I pronounce a blessing on their lives after even doing this word and after it's over. Let it be manifested, oh, God, in Jesus' name, amen. Now, we are talking about Ruth, and the topic that we're going to be talking about today is the blessings of a tragedy, the blessings of a tragedy. Amen. Everything that happens to you is not a curse. God is positioning you to prosper. I want to say that again. Everything that happens to you in life, some of you are going through something right at this moment. And when it happens, we tend to listen to that spirit on the wrong side of our shoulder saying to us, amen, that you're not going to make it, that something that you did in the past has caused you not to prosper, that things are not going to work out. But I come to bring you good news and to let you know that that devil is a liar. God is speaking to somebody who's been in sorrow because of what they're going through at this moment. And I'm here to let you know, when you have given God your heart, you have repented, you have love in your heart, you have forgiven people, God is getting ready to position you. What you're going through at this moment isn't anything that's going to keep you down. It is a route that God has taken to position you to receive the miracles that you've been asking for and that belongs to you even from the beginning. Get ready for it. Now let's talk about Ruth. The Bible said that Naomi, as it is pronounced in the Hebrew language, and her husband, Elimelech, and her two sons left Bethlehem, Judah, the place of God's people. Why? Because a famine was in the land. Now, I want to say this to you, and I know that there may be many scholars and preachers who may beg to differ with me, but this story does not, amen, pinpoint. It is not really actually for Naomi nor her family, whatever. This story is pinpointing Ruth. God is creating a scenario because he is pleased with Ruth. Amen. And he has to get Ruth in a position. Evidently, Ruth has been praying. I saw a movie the other day that seems to go the contrary. But I believe that God can have a person in a place who's been calling on him, and you think nobody hears you, but God is maneuvering some people right now on your behalf. Glory to God. He's maneuvering some people right now on my behalf. I don't see it. Glory to God. But I can feel it. God has related it in my prayer. And I know it's about to happen for me, just like it's about to happen for you. And we got to get ready for it. Amen. But a famine was in the land. And it's mighty funny, nobody is recorded about leaving Bethlehem, Judah, but Naomi and her family. They're the only one that is recorded leaving. And the question is, what caused the famine? God had to get Ruth back to Bethlehem, so he caused things to happen so that Naomi and her family can go to Moab where she was. Now, no. See, and this is the point I was trying to make. This is the point that we need to look at. The famine in the land seemed like a curse. The famine in the land seemed like a tragedy. The famine in the land seemed like, what in the world is going on? We can't eat. We're starving. No food. Glory to God. But it was an avenue that God used to get Naomi and her family into Moab. And they went. Glory to God. They went. And as they moved out and went, I dare not say that the death of her husband and her two sons, amen, was caused so that Ruth can come back, but it was a purpose behind it. It was a purpose behind it. So when they got to Moab, glory to God, Naomi's husband died. Her two sons were there. They took two wives, glory to God, Orpah and Ruth, and when they took these two wives, they lived there for 10 years, and then the two sons died. How did they pass away? We don't know. Bible doesn't record, amen, as to how they expired. Neither does it record how Elimelech expire. But we do know that they did pass away. Okay, now look at the tragedy that has happened to Naomi. Look at what she's going through now. She is grieved. She is hurt. Amen. But she's going to get rewarded at the end. She doesn't see it. She doesn't know it. She doesn't feel it. Glory to God. But God has a plan, and he's maneuvering her into position to be the greatest blessing to her that he can ever be. Glory to God. That she's ever been in a blessing. Glory to God. So this is what we need to understand. Now, when she got there after the 10 years, she decides now it is time to go back home because I'm here by myself. And she speaks to her two daughter-in-laws, amen, as to them returning to their home. And we all know the story that Ruth stayed, Orpah went back, and it wasn't a great sin for Orpah to go back, glory to God, but it was for Ruth to remain. Ruth remained, glory to God, with Naomi. And they came back to Bethlehem, Judah. When they got back, the famine was over. But yet Naomi still did not have the, the food. She didn't have the means to support herself. But the famine was over. And when she came into the city, everybody looked at her. And when they looked at her, they said, "This is Naomi." She said, "Call me Mara because God has dealt really bad with me." Glory to God. So she's saddened. She sees the condition of her heart and mind because of what she felt like God has done with her. Glory to God. But when she gets back to her place, the Spirit of God begins to deal with her, and she informs Ruth, and Ruth wants to go and glean, and she goes and gleans in the field of a distant relative, a cousin, glory to God. And as she gleans, she says something that is so profound in the Word of God, and this is something that we need to understand. And she says, glory to God, "And Ruth the Moabitess said unto Naomi, let me now go to the field." This is the second chapter, second verse, "and glean ears of corn after him, in whom sight I shall find grace." She's speaking faith. He's rich. Boaz is rich, and he has a field. And Ruth said, "I'm going to go out there, and I'm going to find grace in his sight, and we're going to make this thing work." Glory to God. We're the poorest of the poor, but we're going to make this thing work. Glory to God. And to make a long story short, what happened, she ended up marrying Boaz, who was rich, amen, and then conceiving and having a child, glory to God, in which Naomi took care of, and now Naomi has an abundance, as well as Ruth, who married a man in abundance, and they're living now in prosperity, amen, all because God had to create tragedies to get them to that point. In your life, things that's going on, but it doesn't necessarily mean that what's going on in your life, glory to God, is a curse. It doesn't mean that what's going on in your life will cause you to stay there. Amen. It may not look like nothing's going to happen. But if you hang in there, God is creating to somebody that's listening to me a scenario to bring them into the blessed area of their life that he had already intended for them to be. Glory to God. You have to understand that. I don't know who it is that I'm talking to out there, but you know who you are. Let's go a little bit further. We read about Daniel. We read about Daniel. Daniel prayed three times a day. Amen. He was promoted to the head of the clan that he was over by the king. And the people that he was over was not of his nationality. They got jealous of him. Amen. And they caused the king to make a decree to put Daniel in the lion's den if he prayed to his God again. Well, Daniel didn't flinch. Daniel didn't have to go pray about that. He didn't have to, you know, think about it. Daniel prayed as he had done oftentimes. And this is what we have to understand, too, in the face of tragedy. Glory to God. We have to continue our connection with God. In the face of things going on wrong in our lives, we still have to maintain that connection with God, because we have to take a better look at it than what the enemy wants us to see. Because when you know your heart, when you know your mind, whatever you're going through, glory to God, seems like it's not coming off, but God is maneuvering you and preparing you not only to bless you like he wants you, but for promotion. So Daniel prayed, and they caught him. Amen. And he knew the decree. He knew that if he prayed, glory to God, it was against the law of the nation that he was in. He understood that, but he would not substitute anything for his God. Therefore, when he got on his knees, they caught him. They went to the king. The king's decree had to stand. They put him in the lion's den. When they threw him in there, the king did not want to do it. Amen. But he had to do it because his word was out. And when he did it, those men who was jealous of Daniel, just like you got people jealous of you, those men that was jealous of Daniel, they started rejoicing because they knew that nobody has ever been thrown in the den of the lions and came out. Glory to God. But the king prayed, and he told Daniel, the God that you serve will deliver you. And this man didn't even, it wasn't even a Hebrew. And yet, on the next day, he went and called upon Daniel, and Daniel said, I am here. God has sent an angel down here. And this angel has shed the mouths of the lions, glory to God, and he called Daniel out. And when he called Daniel out, the Bible says those people that was jealous of him, envious of him, caused that decree to happen, tried to kill him, tried to destroy him, tried to take him out, tried to take his position. The king threw them into the lion's den, and if you keep reading, you will read that not only was it them, it was their families as well that he throwed in the lion's den for trying to destroy somebody who is anointed by God. Glory to God. They wanted to destroy somebody, amen, who has been anointed by God. They wanted to destroy God's anointing. Now, what kind of mind do you have to want to destroy God's anointing? Many of you are listening to me right now. You are God's anointed. You belong to God. And no weapon that is formed against you is going to prosper. I stand on that word. I believe that word. All things are possible to him that believe. You're getting ready to come out of that situation, that mess. You're getting ready. You've been in it too long right now. God's going to open doors. You're going to start seeing things happening. Amen. And the people who were jealous of you, who was envious of you, who tried to afflict you, who didn't want to speak to you, who was glad to see you down in the dumps, glad to see you hungry, glad to see you in need. The tables are getting ready to be turned. He says he's going to prepare a table before you in the presence of your enemies. I hear it in my spirit. I don't know who I'm talking to, but I know it's somebody out there. Amen. So we find out that tragedies doesn't necessarily mean that you're cursed. God is putting you in position to bless you, amen, like he intended to bless you from the beginning. It doesn't matter what you did. It doesn't matter what folks say you did. It doesn't matter where you came from. It doesn't matter what your nationality is. It doesn't matter what your color is. You can be black. You can be white. You can be Hispanic. It doesn't matter. Man has this thing about racism, but God doesn't look at it. God is not a respecter of person. Glory to God. He'll raise one up just as quick as he will the other. Glory to God. And this is why you can't walk around afflicting people, jealous of people, talking about people, because you've got to reap what you sow. And I'm telling those of you who are going through something right now, keep your mouth closed, stay on your knees, and believe God and watch him come through for you. It's going to happen. Glory to God. That same principle worked for the three Hebrew children. Glory to God. God promoted Daniel even higher than he had promoted them before they tried to plot against him. The same principle happened to the three Hebrew children that was thrown in the fiery furnace. They plotted against them, and they knew it was over because nobody has ever come out of the fiery furnace whole. And there are people that may be looking at you right now and say, what you're going through, you will never come out of it. I know you'll never come out of it. I haven't seen people come out of what you're in right now. You are cursed with the curse. It's not going to happen for you. This is what you're going through. That's why you're going through it. That's what you're doing. But I'm here to tell you, God's going to change the situation. He's going to change the position. He's positioning you right now to embarrass the gangsters, to embarrass the people who are jealous of you, to embarrass the people who are trying to afflict you, who will embarrass the people who are talking about you behind your back. Amen. And you're going to be surprised who they are, but God's getting ready to turn the table. You don't need to open your mouth. You don't need to say nothing. Just stay in prayer and believe God and watch him move. It's going to happen for you. Those boys were thrown in the fire. The Bible said when they came out, there wasn't even a sign of burn on them. The smell of smoke wasn't even on them. Nothing was singed, and they were in there for a minute, too. When God get ready to bring you out, you're going to look back on the tragedy people put you in or caused you to be in. When you come out of it, glory to God, there won't even be a trace. In other words, here's what I like to hear. I put it on my Facebook a lot of times, and that is, you're not going to look like what you've been through. Amen. You are not going to look, people are not going to believe what they see when they see you after God has brought you out. Oh, watch what I tell you. Watch. This is a prophecy to somebody that's listening to me right now. Watch what I tell you. You're not going to even have a trace on you of what you've been through. And don't let nobody condemn you. And they can't take your place because you can't get where they can't get where you are at that time unless they go through what you went through. And a lot of them, they will commit suicide because they can't take what you're taking right now. God's going to do it for you. He's going to bring you out and put you where you need to be. Get ready for it. Amen. All these things happen in biblical days. Paul was the same way. All these things happen simply because God was positioning them. They knew their heart was honest. They knew their mind was right. Amen. They had love in their hearts. And the more they prayed, the more the enemy put pressure on them, depressed them, oppressed them. But they're coming out. Naomi lost her husband and her two sons. But by herself, but God brought them out. God bless you. My time is gone. I thank you for allowing me to come into your midst to minister this. It's a lot more to it. I only have 30 seconds to deal with it. But we just thank God for you, and I believe that God's getting ready to bring somebody out that's listening to me. Let me hear from you. Give me a word of testimony, because it's about to happen to you. God bless you. Amen. Until next Monday, 6:30, at the same time, we will be back with another word from the Lord. Amen. On your behalf. God bless you and keep you is my prayer. I'm
Lord.